So he's saying, can you assure me that there are no special forces from the United States working inside Syria to stir up this crap and blow up the pipelines? Can you assure me that? That's the question.
Well, I'm sorry, what's the question?
Is the United States, can you tell me that the United States is not taking any military steps to undermine?
I think we made very clear that we are pursuing a political and diplomatic course with regards to Syria, and we will continue to do so.
Wow.
So he doesn't answer the question.
No, he did answer it by not answering. He couldn't say no.
Because that would be a big fat lie, because we're there. We're part of this. We have promised Israel to do this. We have promised.
That's why they made this idiotic vote when they have no concerns about Cuba to vote with us on that stupid resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Israel, we vote no.
And Iran, by the way, ships gas to Turkey as well.
Well, this is an interesting. Let's go back again, back to Searle, not Searle, but Seeley,
mm-hmm.
and the summary that you started to play, because this is kind of interesting, because it's quite likely when this is over, I will explain, or you can figure it out. But it's quite likely that all this action about Iran has something to do with this.
Now, is this the Middle East security, or the what's really going on in Syria?
The Middle East security summary.
Yes,
because okay, you played right. The other one. And because it's possible that we're kind of missing the point of Iran, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think this
but
is...
But listen to this. Listen to this theory this guy has.
Good.
Disputes going on in the opposition. Some say we must cooperate with the Muslim Brothers. Others say no. Some say we must seek external intervention. Others say no. Some say we need a dialogue. I believe dialogue is the only way out of this. And indeed, the Russians have suggested to both sides to come to Moscow and start a dialogue. But the opposition says no, we can't dialogue with Bashar al-Assad. He must be toppled first. Well, that's a dangerous position to adopt. Now, Saudi Arabia is the Arab world's heavyweight. It is the great financial powerhouse. Now, it doesn't particularly like Iran. It thinks sees Iran as a regional competitor. It's frightened of Shia power, the fact that Shias have come to power in Iraq as well. And so it would rather like to contain Iran. However, there are some senior Saudis who understand that Saudi Arabia and Iran are really partners. They share a responsibility for the security of the Gulf region, and they should start a security dialogue. That's what they need to do, rather than being dragged in to this quarrel between the United States and Israel on the one hand, and Russia and China on the other.
Yes, the new energy order has made the Iranians and the Saudis natural allies. Now everyone is against Israel because Israel's got the mother load. And these guys are sitting like, wait a minute, we're here in the frickin' sand, and these guys are going to be sitting in the catbird seat. They're exporting everything. We got to like work together here.
And the way to keep that from happening is to keep saber rattling, claiming they got nukes, because it's been said in many, we've seen a couple of these security sessions on C-SPAN where they talk about, the real problem, even though we now assume, because all the security agencies claim or say, all of them, say that Iran's not working on any sort of nuke.
No.
But you want to make it seem so because it frightens Saudi Arabia, because if Iran actually got a nuke, every other country would have to get one because they're afraid these guys are nuts because of this Shiite thing. But the fact, as this guy expressed, is those two countries, this is just to keep them from ever getting together by scaring everybody with this bull crap.
Exactly.
Oh, Israel's going to bomb them. Oh, we're going to have to go in. Bomb, 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 bomb. And all of our candidates, except for Ron Paul, who seems to be the only one that would just love to just back out of this deal.
Yeah.
One that's honest about it. These other guys are just full of it.
Well, they probably got back-end deals, dude. Do you know, I mean,
what am I thinking? Hello? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Ron Paul, 76, he's set for life. He doesn't care.
Noble energy. Noble energy is the one to look out for. By the way, in Iran, we have, we've had all kinds of things happening, little terrorist attacks, little explosions. I'm reading from a report August 12th last year An explosion Friday at a gas pipeline that runs from Iran to Turkey has disrupted gas exports. The explosion occurred early in the morning as part of the pipeline that is Turkish territory near the border with Iran. This is happening on an increasing level. And we can apply the whole, I'm thinking now, John, seriously. Yes, Europe is in trouble. Absolutely. But when you put together, and by the way, this is what tipped me off with one of our buddies. He sent me a note and said,